Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
It looks like I'm solo today without my cousin Linda. But congratulations on Linda regarding her new gig, which she discussed a few weeks ago. But we didn't want to go into details last Sunday, so congratulations. You know, we love to talk about the job market and entrepreneurship along with other happening things dealing with entertainment and lifestyle, which broad discussion, right? I always have something hot to discuss. Before I start the show, may I say, may God grant me praise for a very blessed brief broadcast today. And please feel free to call in. Today's the number is 516-595-8255. Cousin Linda might not be on air, but my Terry is on the phone checking out as I broadcast live. I must send out condolences and much love to all that knew my cousin Draven McCall. You all have heard me discuss and talk about my cousin, you know, cousin and myself, even when Terry worked with my cousin last summer with his husband business, and I've known him, of course, my entire life, all my 52, almost 53 years. Early this morning, my sister broke the news that my brother had shared with her we had lost our beloved Draven McCall, owner of McCall's Landscaping. Very successful business that he created from the ground up, literally. And so on my dad's side, he's my cousin from my biological father's side of the family. So sending out much love to his wife, my cousin Kim, cousin Michael, and all loved ones, all family, all of his many customers, all that have worked with him in the community and also dealing with politics. He's run for a couple of city council offices, and he's always been a supporter of mine, very close to my late mother, very close to my sister, very close to both my brothers, my late brother and my brother that broke the news to us. I was just thinking about him Saturday, saying I need to give him a call and invite him and his wife to come to Massage Envy. And sometimes I have him as a reference because he always want to be a reference too for me regarding work projects or job interviews. So, you know, dealing with business. He was a part, when Culture Shock Entertainment was created, he and Otha Kane, I was telling Terry this earlier, Tony and Tina Brown, my mom, those peers right there supporting me, and the same people that are supporting me, that support today, along with new people also. But without, you know, that foundation, with a handful of people, how can many of us survive? God is number one, yes, but those that God worked through. And cousin Draven always was so supportive. He was supportive of Terry and I, you know, Terry would be. I mean, he really wanted Terry to work with his company, with he and his son. You know, but it he always thought of education, always being an honest business person, always have fun, always enjoy life. He have beaten cancer and unexpectedly passed away. I'm assuming celebrating his birthday because his birthday, this is birthday week. His birthday, my late brother's birthday, my birthday come up in August, on August 11th. It's birthday time, and you think I get excited. He really get excited. Those that know or heard of him or partied with him, I mean, he work hard and like to be happy and spread joy. So, and this is the first time I've mentioned it to anybody. I haven't said anything on Facebook. I messaged my cousin Kim's daughter, but I haven't said anything because I do often share pictures of Draven with my late brother and with my cousin, and also pictures of McCall Landscaping Crew because they do such a good job also at the Mississippi Museum of Art. And I posted a picture of Terry when he was working with them last summer, Paul's landscaping gear out working with them. So, you know, if we live to 100, life is still short. So, it's important for us to try to keep our heads high. Like Tupac used to say, keep our heads up and be positive. Sometimes it's hard, but it's important for us to be there for one another. God first and be there for one another. And also, we lost former First Lady Elise Winters, the widow of the late former Governor Wim Winters. They had an amazing term at serving as Governor and First Lady, and they never stopped being amazing humanitarians also. Amazing humanitarians, Democrats, but loved across the party line. Also, some people are just like that. Those of you that are familiar with the Carters, the Winters, you know, loved here in the state of Mississippi, across the country and world in the same fashion because they just good, down-to-earth people that care about people. So we have lost former First Lady Elise Winters also. She was 95, and that was announced last night. I was watching ABC affiliate WAPT News. So that is, regarding our obituaries, right? Oh, and Biz Markie. And I intended to put some of his music on the playlist, but Biz Markie sending our condolences to the hip hop community. Love the hip hop community. Oh, cousin Linda is calling in, and I have my headphones on. I was going to call in because I do not want the sound to be going in and out. And I will have new headphones soon. So I am hoping that I am holding my headphones properly and not moving them around where the sound sucks. So it would be a different thing. So I almost called in, but if the sound is going in and out, I definitely would take these headphones off and dial in because it's not good to have these problems, technical difficulties with the sound, period. But because this on call to just a brief broadcast today, not the 2 hours, shooting for 30 minutes, we're 30 minutes to 60 minutes, but call us 251-695-8255. There are hot topics. Congratulations to the Bucks. I've been off this weekend. Big shout out to Massage Envy. One, you all self-care. So many of us take care of others, but also if it's even doing your own spa day, guys and ladies and everyone, you know, do it. Take a longer bath than you usually do. Go to massage, book an appointment at Massage Envy across the country. Those of you worldwide, you know, go to your, book an appointment at your respective spas or do your own spa days. It's important for us to reflect and meditate and keep our own calmness. Also, I'm working on it myself, so I'm listening to my own advice. So, and Cousin Linda's want to give good advice on regarding that, on self caring for others, also taking care of yourself and taking care of your loved ones, and if you're a pet parent and love animals, taking care of animals and life itself. We just need to appreciate it. So Cousin Linda's on, so I'm not going to go on and on, but I have down, as I tagged, of course, community, celeb news, hot topics, sports, politics, culture, society, shopping, travel, self-care, and COVID-19 updates. But again, I was saying congratulations to the Bucks. I had been busy doing other things yesterday, and then I walked in and seen the Suns were winning. So I like started trash talking with Terry, who's going for the Bucks. Like, oh yeah, the Suns are winning. Then it turned out to be a tie, and who won? The Bucks. And I hear a lot of the former athletes and news broadcasters say that usually when a team wins that game, that's usually who take over. But we'll see, won't we? The next game is Tuesday night, so we will see. Okay? So let's go ahead and talk to Cousin Linda and our happening, because this Cousin Linda called it. She called it. Let's keep our eye on this Delta. And lo and behold, it's no joke. It's serious. COVID is serious enough. Then to have a strain like this, you know, wow. Hello, Cousin Linda.
Hi, Cousin Bethany, and yes, Bethany, and yes.
Hi, how are you? I hope my sound is okay. Yeah, up and call in on my phone if it keeps going in and out. I congratulated you. How was your first week?
It was fine. Takes some getting used to on the system, their computer system, which I'm a little slower than the other two people who were in training. They're much younger than I am, so they're more up to date on technology. But I'm getting there.
You know, I understand, because we're on that Vimo system. Those of you that know about the Vimo PC system. So I'm learning too, still learning and getting used to the booking system of how we book our guests at Massage Envy. But but you have that experience and you have that knack, and you're very smart. So,
oh, just thank
that's you.
You
talking.
I don't know.
No, that's
I
you talking.
I don't know how to accept all them compliments. Thank you. I was late logging in because I'm just
truth.
Getting in from. Oh, thank you. I'm just getting in from Oklahoma.
Ah, you've been to the state that I do love. You so where did you go? Did you go to Windstar?
Yes, ma'am. And for once, I brought home some money. Not much, but I brought home more than I took up there with me, because normally I take $20. And when I, you know, my little $20 is gone in about 5 or 6 seconds, and that's it. And so my friend Laverne, I'm going to call her a professional gambler, was showing me how to do the machines. And from the little tips that she gave me, it benefited me. So I was happy about that, and I'm looking forward to going back.
So did you return to Windstar? Go to my place, my old stomping ground, Choctaw.
Yeah, because I hear Choctaw pays off quicker and easier than Windstar. But this bus, a little shuttle that Laverne booked the reservations with, they go to Windstar. But we did say we were going to go to Choctaw, too, because she goes to both places.
Yay,
and
so
she
they
goes
started back.
Yeah.
She goes
so
where?
She goes to Louisiana, Choctaw, and Windstar. Like I said, I'm going to call her a professional gambler.
You know what? Choctaw, when I worked there, I probably met her. Because that show used to come. I mean, Choctaw used to send a bus out to Dallas. And then they stopped, and the people were so disappointed.
Yeah, I know they were. Because that's so convenient.
Yeah. Right. But but yeah, Choctaw is expanding. So yeah, you definitely will want to. I hope to see to visit there soon myself. But I always want to go to Windstar. I have heard so much about Windstar. Did you know it's like the largest casino in the country? It's the largest,
that,
including like Vegas. Oh,
that's what they say. I guess because I haven't gone all over it. I've gone to concerts up there, and this
I remember
probably,
you seen Bell there, right?
Huh?
Didn't you see Patti LaBelle there?
Yeah. Me and Jamie.
Diana Ross. Or Patti
LaBelle. I think the only concert I've been to was Patti LaBelle, but I know I've gone up there to gamble a couple of other times. You know, just with some other folks, I wasn't really going to gamble. I just rode along. And like I said, once my $20 was gone.
I said, so you didn't go through the whole thing? Because I heard it take days to go through the whole thing.
Well, that's what they say, but I don't know. It just doesn't look that large to me, having been to Las Vegas. I don't know. I guess you have to really go all around to it or whatever, because you know there are hotels and stuff. But the casino, it doesn't look any larger than any of the.
Maybe they're including the grounds too.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I mean, when I was there and. When I was working with Choctaw, people that worked at there at Windstar and the guests and even Choctaw, they would even talk about Windstar is the largest, even including the ones in Vegas. And Choctaw is only 4 diamonds outside of Vegas. So now that they're expanding, they might be 5 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what the measurements they use to say it's the largest, but it just didn't look any larger than any other casino that I remember seeing in Las Vegas.
Well, it's so now, good you came more than you traveled with.
Huh?
I say it's so good that you won and came back with more than you went with.
Yeah, but I didn't play that much. I just tell you, I went up there with $90, which I didn't think would last at all. But the machines seem to have been hot today. It seemed that Laverne didn't win anything.
Oh,
but
my God, the professional gambler didn't win anything.
She had a $50 credit when we went up there, and I think she took about $200, but I don't know what happened, but it seemed like a lot of people were winning.
The novice was looking like the professional.
And I think maybe it was beginner's luck or something like that, but it was a lot of machines that were winning. And one lady was on a machine, and I don't know if it was pennies or a dollar or what, but anyway, she won $60,000+. And she had put $60 in, and I think she was doing the max bet or whatever, but anyway, that machine was going off, and she was saying that it was $60,000, and some lady that was sitting about 2 seats from me had won $4,000. She was putting $50 in at a time and said she was doing the max bet. And I couldn't do max bet, yeah, you know, with $90, I think I did max bet about 3 or 4 times, and my little $20 was gone in a matter of seconds. And so Laverne told me, don't hit max bet, you know, from the beginning, you know, just play like the bare minimum, 38 cents or 50 cents or whatever, which paid off.
Awesome. So where did you lay the sign?
I went up there with $90. I came back with 140 something. So
I didn't want to ask. So thank you for telling us.
Yeah. So it was a nice little outing. This shuttle picks you up in 4 hours, which is good because I don't want to be there all day long. When I used to go to Shreveport, that would be the bus would pick us up at 9 a.m. and we'd come back to Shreveport to 6 p.m. and we'd be back, you know, about 10 o'clock at night getting back to Dallas. And then you got to drive from the pickup point home. But this guy, I was the last pickup, me and another lady up here in Carrollton, and then we're right at where he picked up, we're right at I-35, which gets you right on up to Oklahoma in about 45 minutes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you do it? Yeah. Right. Did you think about me when you drove through my little town, Sherman? Sherman is a beautiful town.
Well, we didn't go through Sherman. Sherman is over on 75, and up 35. We go up I-35.
Oh, okay, right. We're straight up 75, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was thinking about you because I got to get back home to try to get back on Beth, to get on Beth's show. I need to get back home. So,
what time did you all leave? I missed that.
We left Oklahoma at 2.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's about a 45, 50-minute drive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you probably don't know where H-Mart is at Trinity Mills and Old Denton Road, right at I-35 in Carrollton.
Yes. So, I know a little bit. I'm familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know of it, that intersection. Yeah, but wow. Well, that sounds nice. Mm. Wow. So I need to get to Vicksburg or to the reservation, to the Choctaw Reservation Pearl River Resort real soon, or even Biloxi, because I've been wanting to go to Vicksburg or to Choctaw, Mississippi, to the Pearl River Resort. So, that is awesome. And guess what, Cousin Linda? I invested. Do you invest in Bitcoin?
No, I don't know how. You've invested in Bitcoin?
Cryptocurrency. So, I've been watching it for years, for the past four years, whatever years it's been, like, when it was creeping up and then when it became popular. And then I have, probably like you, friends that do invest. So I decided to invest just $1.50, like a month ago, just to see what happens to my little $1.50. You know, like you and I, we like to see, first. Put our toes in the water. So I'm like, let me see what this little $1.50 would do. And I was so shocked when I logged into my PayPal, because I did it from the PayPal. Over the PayPal, I have all that cryptocurrency and Bitcoin investing and so on. So I had almost $10. So then I'm thinking now, friends that invest like $100, $1,000, $50,000, if my little dollar turned into $10, that's $100 turned into $1,000, invest, but I know it's a gamble too. You can lose too.
It sounds like
that little dollar turned into $10, like that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, how do you invest in Bitcoin?
On my PayPal, I figured, PayPal should be safe. And so I read up on it, and then I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and invest a little bitty dollar just to see that little dollar, what happens with that little dollar. Well, in like a month, it turns $10, but I have heard people invest and they get a quick turnover, and some like take a while. But I'm like, well, if I had invested $100, what would it have turned into? If a dollar turned into $10.
Yeah. So, well, now how do you go about investing in Bitcoin? Because I remember when it first came out, and I didn't know if you had to go to a broker or what. How do you do it?
Yeah, there are so many brokers out there, and I have talked to some online. But what got my attention was on my Cash App, on my PayPal, and I just read it. I just invested like $1.50, and then it turned into it. I have to forward you the information where I invested.
Okay.
And I think it would be safe investing with PayPal. And so, where do you want to send your money to one of your bank accounts or one of your cards? And so I was going to deposit in a bank account, but then I went ahead and them to cut the check so they can verify it really me too, because you know PayPal, they like to verify and make sure that they like the IRS, they like to make sure it's you, there's no fraud going on. So I'm like, well, you all can send the check, because I'm thinking when it's big, little money's important, and when it's big money, I don't want any problems depositing and send it to the bank or sending it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to send the information to you.
Okay.
Cause you're right. You can talk to the brokers, because there's so many.
No, I'm and you not can call on a broker.
Okay.
With that, look,
and then I always
a broker
wonder, like, I always think I have to invest a lot of money. But I only, I tested just $1.50 to see what would happen, how my dollar flipped. And it flipped 9 ways. It flipped to turn into almost $10.
Yeah, I think in order to talk to brokers, you have to have some money. You know, you can't call them with $1.50. Yeah, so that's why I was asking how do you do it? And then brokers charge fees and commission.
It's not like $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen this easy way dealing with a reputable company, and they have like different cryptocurrency and Bitcoin companies. And so I went ahead and took my chance, and then I was shocked to see a new balance from my Bitcoin. I'm like, oh! So it's good. It might be a little amount, but it's good to know that it's for real. And I see some people talk about becoming so wealthy from Bitcoins also, but investing, just having something to invest in, been like really important to me, making residual income and passive income is something that that I'm passionate about, like real estate investing too. That's something that I've always been like interested in and learning a lot about. But this Bitcoin, because I'm thinking if we invest $50, $100, what will happen? Boris Watkins, he talks a lot about Bitcoin. So I have to, I share him a lot on my Facebook page, but I have to send you some of his discussions regarding Bitcoins and African-Americans investing in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Because he talks a lot about it. But then also just like the stock market, he talk about when there are down days and down times, and I don't want to see that many down times. I want to see the up, and the when you make profit.
Yeah.
It's like gambling, you know. But I want to lose, increase the wealth, create wealth, not lose any money, and lose any investment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you hear about the sad news in our family?
No.
We lost Cousin Drake. I talked about it overnight. We lost Cousin
we
Draven
lost
overnight.
No.
Cousin Draven.
I
was going to. I'm glad I didn't message you since you was out having fun. I'm glad I didn't message you now because I was going to message you earlier. And so we lost him. He was out celebrating with friends and passed away. That's all I know. My brother told my sister, and my sister broke the news to me like 6 a.m. And I had thought about him yesterday. I need to touch base with him and invite he and his wife to Massage Envy. And he's gone. Beat cancer and everything, you know, in these recent years. And been running his successful landscaping business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he and his... Because even Terry worked with them last summer. Yeah. I know. I seen his truck early Friday morning. Where like around 6:30 at his business, where he and his workers and where they run their business from on Hanging Moss close to Northside Drive. And so I didn't see him, but I saw his truck where he was getting like preparing for his day for he and his staff to go out and work. And it was birthday time too, and he's like you and I about our own birthdays. You know, he liked to celebrate his birthdays, and I bet anything he. Like my late brother, your beloved Chris, his birthday is on the 26th next Monday. If I'm not mistaken, Draven's birthday is this week, like the 21st, or might even be tomorrow. But if I'm not mistaken, his birthday is like this week, and he probably was celebrating his birthday.
So, it just happened, or he died while he was out?
Out celebrating and passed away. So I don't want to jump to what happened, but, you know, we'll find out more news. Yeah. But he is a pillar of he is a business person that's known by a lot of people. And so some people I haven't said anything because usually I post pictures of he and Chris and Cousin Stanley and pictures. I have some pictures for – I have a picture of you in one of your apartments that I plan to post soon. But I post pictures of – I post pictures of he and Stanley and Chris. And I do post pictures of he and his staff because they do a lot of the real – They do one of their accounts is the Mississippi Museum Art, and I frequent there, but I have not since COVID. But I always wondered who did the gardening at the Mississippi Museum of Art. And if you notice, I always when I would go there, I always take pictures of the garden. Guess who do whose company upkeep the Mississippi Museum of Art garden? Draven's company, McCall Landscaping. Beautiful. Always beautiful.
I don't know what Facebook, what algorithm they use for my stuff. Because a lot of times I don't see stuff that I post. I get stuff from people and I don't know from Adam's House Cat. And when I post something, I'm thinking it's going to my friends. And they're saying, I don't ever see your post. I haven't seen anything since about 6 weeks ago. Are you still on Facebook?
Right.
I'm like, I post stuff every day. I don't know what's going on because I don't see your stuff. I might get two things from you in one day if I get that.
Right. And I know I'm supposed to get things from you too because you post some awesome things. And I try to post like Dubai stuff because I want to visit there and I know you love there. And I've seen some awesome.
Yeah.
Stories from Dubai, and I'm like, well, no cousin Linda seen this, and then I'm thinking, because I didn't see this, you know, because
I
see you direct message or through email, because often I post things, and I think, oh, cousin Linda's gonna love this, then I'm thinking, cousin Linda don't even see it.
I don't. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how, because a friend of mine and I, you know, we post a song or two every day. I usually post three. He posts one. And he'll be saying, well, you know, you didn't like my song. And I haven't seen it. I didn't know you posted a song.
post inspiring songs. But I never see you post like songs that are like, oh my God, you know. You post songs that are uplifting, and you post some that are favorites, and sometimes you post things that people that are rare. And I love that because I'm like, who is this? You know, this is amazing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. We need to figure out what is going on.
Because when
you've been 833. I know the Lanier family is talking about his passing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It seemed like you should have alerted you, too.
I haven't had a chance to check. They may have put something there. But let's see. I don't even see anything from the 833 folks today. Because, you know, it lets you know who you have messages or posts from or who shared the stuff. I'm going through that. I have nothing from 833, nothing. And that's how I found out one of my classmates, one of my former friends had died. And because I saw something from his brother in the 833. And I'm like, I didn't graduate with him. I graduated with his brother. I said, but let me click on it anyway. And that's when I found out my friend had died. His brother posted. And then another friend died Wednesday. And I got that from an email. You remember Ruby Lee Proctor that lived on Scott Street, right?
Who?
Ruby Lee Proctor, Big Proctor's sister.
I don't want the Proctors passed away. I want Beverly to know.
No, not one of the Proctors. Ruby Lee's ex-husband.
Oh, I remember hearing about Ruby Lee. Where did they live, on JoJo's Inn or on the inn?
On that inn. You know the Proctors because Diane used to date Big Proctor.
Yeah, I knew the Proctors and Jimmy Proctor. I used to touch with Jimmy Proctor.
Okay, well, Ruby Lee was the oldest one, and she married a guy in my class named Harold Hardy. They were married for a long time. They lived out in California. Now, she's been back in Jackson for a number of years, but he stayed out in California. And I just got an email Thursday saying he had passed on Wednesday. And he and I used to talk all the time, but I hadn't heard from him. I hadn't kept in contact with him, say, like the last 2.5 months. And I just figured he was doing okay, and then I got that email saying he had, because he was always asking me, when were we going to get together at one of our class reunions? And I told him I didn't know because our class doesn't seem to be able to get together on where the class reunion is going to be or when, because COVID has, you know, just affected a whole lot of stuff. You know, we people can't travel. And we're at that age group where a lot of people have compromised immune systems and stuff, and nobody wanted to be traveling. And so I just told Harold I didn't know, you know, when we'd be able to have another class reunion, as we were working on something. I think we had said maybe September of next year. But with the Delta variant, who knows? And now you've got monkey pox over here in Dallas.
Cousin Linda, I haven't even heard of monkeypox. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Monkeypox?
Yeah, you hadn't seen that on the news?
I guess I'm just going to be going to Mars with Elon Musk because I have not heard of monkeypox. Oh, my God.
Yeah, some guy flew in from Nigeria and landed at Love Field here in Dallas.
So
I think he's in quarantine, but yeah, there is a confirmed case of monkeypox in Dallas, and I've been posting on Facebook.
Now, I've been following other stories in Dallas, the little boy that got hit last Saturday night in Fort Worth, and then I just seen a story last night of a Dallas lady out of an Embassy Suites hotel in San Antonio at 1 a.m. because their children was loud. And
I
posted it. I hope you would see that story. And the women put it on Facebook Live. because talking about they have paid over $1,000 for Embassy Suites, and you know that's you and I like that kind of place, you know. And I'm like, Embassy, they had the front desk managers all on Facebook, and the front desk managers were like, we're kicking y'all out. And then they were like, well, where are we going to go with five children at 1 a.m. in the morning? And we have paid $1,000 at this Embassy Suite. But it's some ladies from Dallas. And so I have to send that story to you. So I've been that story in from Dallas, and then the little boy that got hit in Fort Worth last Saturday. And the mom had to be like her own detective to find out who hit her child. But the little boy is surviving and coming through. So I had not heard anything about monkeypox.
I just knew you had. Well, I guess we're going to have to tag each other whenever we want to make sure we see something.
Right.
Because
this story about the women getting, of course, the little boy getting, but the little boy's still alive and he's recovering. Apparently, this person ran over him and kept going. That was an important story because they've been protesting too. And so I was shocked that nobody had told us, because it happened Saturday night and we could have been talking about it Sunday. But then I just found out late last night about these women from Dallas being kicked out of Embassy Suites with their loud children. And they just could not understand why they were kicked out with those loud children.
Well, I wonder just how loud were they to get kicked out of the hotel?
Right.
Because usually, they can just come up and say, well, we'd like to give you a warning if you don't
right.
be quiet.
They felt like the front desk managers were being Karens. That's what they felt like. So I really need you to see this video to see what your thoughts are. Because the way they look like they might be Karens.
Probably.
I don't know, but you're right. You know, it seemed like they didn't warn it. Like, okay, you all, we need to warn you all. These kids are too loud. Please keep it down because we have other guests that cannot sleep. Yeah, did they get a warning? But the way they spoke is they didn't get a warning. And then the front desk members did not deny it. And they kept saying, yeah, you all need to check out. And look, what's old saying? I don't know where you're going, but you need to leave here or whatever. So it was two. But you'll see the video. I'm going to send it to you. So I had figured you had seen that video. You're right. And even if you don't tag a person, you think someone that you're regularly in contact with will see your post.
That's what I thought, but I told you my friend in Atlanta said I hadn't seen anything from you since however many weeks ago. And I said, well, I'm posting stuff all day, every day. So if I want to make sure somebody sees something, I have to tag them. Like I said, some of these other folks that I know have no idea who they are. That stuff is on my page all day, every day.
Right. And sometimes I'm like, let me just go to Cousin Linda page and see what she has posted. But we shouldn't have to do that. It should pop up.
We shouldn't. I mean, being friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. It should pop up in our feed. We need to talk to Facebook. I hope the executives are listening. You are somebody listening.
They will not post some of my stuff talking about it's controversial. And then two days later, we decided to go ahead and post it. It was not controversial. I'm like, what?
My attorney, semi-retired, Jay stay in jail. And even my sister sometimes, she get in trouble for simple stuff that she posts. But I was put in jail once for posting this motivational guru Danny Pina, and those of you familiar with him, he's like he's a Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins type, but he cuss a lot. He makes his point through. And I don't know if you ever watched any of his videos when I post them, like Robert Kiyosaki and people like that. I post his videos, but when I like start posting his stuff on a regular Facebook, ban me, put me in jail. I'm like, what? I mean, he's a motivational, but he used profanity to make his point, but huh? But well, other things. But you all say nothing. That's crazy. This man talking about how to money. He just tried, that's just his motivational way of his motivational tactic of using profanity, saying the F word or the S word or saying the C cunt or whatever. I'm like, I can't believe it is.
Well, I've posted a lot of Paul Mooney clips from YouTube, and he cusses out through his stuff, and they haven't blocked that. But let me put a nice article out there. They'll say it's controversial. They can't prove that it's true. And they don't post stuff like that. And I was like, well, I see all this other crazy stuff y'all ain't got no problem with.
Right, because I see some crazy stuff. I was shocked a few weeks ago. And this lady literally, like, making a sex video for her husband for everybody to see. That was Facebook Live. And just doing all kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that
should have been between she and her husband. You know?
Yeah, well,
Facebook.
Yeah, I would see stuff that looked like downright hardcore porn because I'm trying to figure out, and this is from people that I know, you know, we might not be good Facebook friends, but I see their content. And I'm like, now how come this is on Facebook? This is very vulgar. And I don't have to, you know, click on there. Don't show me anything from this person anymore. Don't show me this. And they don't want to know why. And I'm like, well, y'all be blocking. I can put a nice little religious article on there. Oh, well, we don't post religious stuff.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on with Facebook. Zuckerberg, I don't know. Can't tell.
Zuckerberg, please. I mean, you all know. I mean, we support you, but Zuckerberg, please.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Please. I mean, you all get with it, please.
Mm-hmm.
Especially people that directly network with one another, we should be able to see each other's content.
Yeah. From all of my friends, because I'm like, well, where are they? I used to get, and I know these are people who are posting every day, because most of my Facebook friends are retired people. And look, when I get up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning,
my friends retire early. I'm like, so when I run for office, I'm like, you retired joker's gonna be on my staff. Because my friends are retired. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So, and they be on Facebook at the crack of dawn. So I know I should be seeing some of their stuff, and they should be seeing mine.
Right.
But I don't know what's going on, child. It's above my pay level.
you're so right. Speaking of your class reunion, I always admired how your class reunions operate. And even my class reunions operate nice. And I need to start going. And now that I'm ready to start going, even my class, someone questioned the other recently. Phew. Like, when are we going to start planning to start gathering? And they're like, not yet. Let's wait. Let's see. When everybody gets fully vaccinated, and let's see how the variants are, you know?
Yeah, I have a friend who's not fully vaccinated. I don't know what she is waiting for. And she's in
Terry said he's ready for his shot. He's ready for his shot.
She's not ready. And I don't know why, especially with all this stuff going on. You know, monkeypox, and they no telling what we'll have next. Hippopotamus pox, giraffe pox.
So what? And I recently got my shot. Look, I recently got my shingles shot, and I'm glad because I had no idea the shingles was associated with the chicken pox. And when I had the chicken pox when I was 19, I promise you, Cousin Linda, it was the hardest thing I ever been through.
Well, I had all that when I was a child. The childhood illnesses, measles, mumps, chicken pox.
Right.
You know, you were just going to get those things, and that was your immunity. And I remember the measles,
right.
I was scratching and itching, chicken pox, I was scratching and itching. And I had a little chicken pox mark for, I know, about 50 or 60 years. It finally went away. I woke up one day, and it was gone. I don't know what happened to
it. Where was it? Because I remember you had a birthmark or something.
It was on my right arm, a little bitty mark on my right arm. Mm-hmm.
Mother had a birthmark that looked like and she loved chicken, too. Mother had a birthmark that looked like chicken, and she loved chicken, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, wow. I always heard that if you didn't get the childhood diseases as a child, that when you're an adult and get it, they're terrible. And I was 19, a student at the time. I was sick as I don't know what. You might even remember that. I was sick as I don't know what. It was right before Diane passed away. I was sick, or right after she passed away, chicken pox. Yeah.
Well, how did you get it?
I don't know. I was at Heinz, so I don't know. Is it contagious?
Yes, it is.
I don't know. It had at-home daycare, but none of her babies had been sick. So, of course, I had to be, I guess it was quarantine then. I had to be quarantined, you know.
Yeah,
I was in quarantine.
Because I know when I was in school, they made
work. They didn't find anybody who was sick as I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got the shingle vaccine shot, I need to get the second one next month or within 6 months. And I read up on it, and they said that it's associated with the chicken pox. And I'm so glad that I'm getting this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen celebrities, and I think Beverly said we. Relative had shingles, so I'm like, seen those commercials, I knew then. I'm like, I better. They say you're over 50, need to get the shot. So I asked. One day I went to get my prescription medicine for the high blood pressure, and I asked them about the shingles, and they went ahead and gave me a tetanus shot too, because I couldn't even remember last time I had a tetanus shot, and they said we're supposed to get those every 10 years.
Yeah, tetanus.
Yes.
Did you say tetanus? Uh-huh, yeah, I haven't had one since I was a child. I definitely need one, especially as much as I go overseas or used to go overseas.
They advise me that we, the both of us, supposed to get them every 10 years. I'm like, I think I got one like 20 years ago when I had cut my finger on a binder and working at payroll at a company. And Mother and I, we decided that night to go to, if they gave me a tetanus shot, and that was like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I know this is my last one. And they were like, well, you're supposed to get one every 10 years. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you?
Some of these people are telling parents don't give their children any vaccinations now, and you know, I think kids were 6 months they start getting their little shots, and now they're saying don't give them any kind of inoculations. Now, when Lisa Bonet decided, however many years ago, 35 or 40, that she was not going to give her daughter any of those shots. Everybody was in an uproar, you know. They didn't want her daughter around their children. She could spread diseases and what have you. And now the anti-vaccination people are talking about Don't get COVID. Don't give your children COVID. Don't get any kind of vaccines for your children. So I don't know where all this misinformation is coming from. And they were saying that a third of the people in this country get their news from Facebook. And I said, that's ridiculous. Now, I used to work with a lady who had a teenage daughter, because it was her daughter's last year in high school. And she was telling me that she and her daughter got their news from Stephen Colbert. Remember when he used to do the news? Stephen Colbert. Yeah, he was Jon Stewart's sidekick. And
right.
He would be giving
a sarcastic comedian.
Yeah, that's where they got their news. And I said, you got to be kidding. That's not news.
Right.
You know, like, that's like Saturday Night Live weekend update.
Right.
Mhm. So
that's
can you imagine
crazy.
People getting their news from Facebook? And now, you know, if you're reading articles that
I
posted,
Facebook
but that's
and Twitter.
Not news. Yeah, you know,
right.
You need to look at some, well, you know, it's hard to say unbiased news, because even news on the left is biased. I admit that, because they give stories about what they like and what they approve of, and definitely the right does it. But when I want some unbiased news, I'll watch PBS. And I listen to National Public Radio.
I love PBS, exactly. And I love the PBS News Hour.
Yeah. I used to like McNeil Lyra. And
right.
And I love Gwen Ifill. May she rest in peace. But,
yes.
And you know, the PBC
what inspired me for us to broadcast on Sundays is my love for Tony Brown's Journal.
Oh, I used to love
you know,
that. Does it seem,
love Tony Brown's Journal every Sunday.
Yeah, I used to watch him too. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what kind of news they could be getting on Facebook.
Right. Even in Jackson, I'm watching 16 News this morning, and Channel 16 News said that the mayor, Lumumba, whom I adore and many of us adore, because he's doing what he can, he's doing the best he can, you know, it takes all of us. But the mayor, the newscaster announced that the mayor had to respond to a video that had gone viral. So the video, even the news people had to report on something that went viral. It wasn't from the news, but it was from Facebook Live. So I'm like, what is this about? You know, and I believe my sister tried to tell me yesterday about a breaking news story. So apparently that must have been a breaking news story. A police officer threw a woman up a car. The woman had said the police had pushed her. And so it was a male cop, and he had a female partner. And so the news had to show this Facebook Live footage. And then they made the mayor had to make a comment about the video that had gone viral. So you make a good point. And the mayor was like, well, we need to investigate this viral video of a police officer allegedly brutalizing this woman. We need to find out what the whole story, what happened. So the news haven't even reported this story, but it was a viral video that was shot on Facebook Live. So so you just made a perfect example of getting news. I mean, you know, George Floyd, that was the same way, because I was one of the first people to see George Floyd. That was a Facebook story, but still, we need to pay attention to legit news. And definitely not skit company. And I love Jimmy Kimmel, but Jimmy and his guest hosts are making light of serious stories.
Right. And I remember when I used to repost stuff without checking it out, and now sometimes some of the stuff seems absurd, and so I will Google it or go to Snopes.com, and, you know, and it's fake stories. And then you'll have people that will argue with you, well, just because they say it's fake don't mean it's fake. So I'm like, these are people that you can't reason with.
One of my friends, a fellow Republican American, and he always policed my page, but he made a good point, just what you just made. He would say, Bethany, stop posting stuff without checking it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tired of my page. But what you just said, I mean, he was right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I get tired of you policing my page. You can unfriend me. And he did. But just like you just stated, I mean, that's true. We need to investigate what we post.
Mm-hmm.
And check when it first was posted. Because some news stories can be old and we not know it, too.
Oh, yes, because they'll be saying so-and-so-and-so actor died. I'm like, they died 5 years ago. Why are you just now bringing this up? And then they'll post that people are dead.
That was a Facebook problem. I think that was more so a Facebook problem, and I have noticed that I haven't been seeing much of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Dave Jackson's dealing with exactly what you just mentioned now, and the mayor had to come out and make a statement because of a viral video dealing with the Jackson Police Department. And look, tomorrow morning you probably see it on Good Morning America. But before they get anything, it's going to be all on national news.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the whole story is.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because it looked like the police officer and the lady wrestling with each other. And then his female partner is, like, trying to referee what's going on. But, like, okay, she's thinking, like, well, I don't want to get hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till you see that video. But that is a perfect example. The mayor had to come out and say, well, I haven't seen it. It's going to be investigated. Any abuse, we do not tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's been a viral video, and I don't know what's going on myself.
Mm-hmm.
JPD or City of Jackson or not. So that's basically what the statement said. So. But then he might be saying, we'll handle it Monday morning, but I have a funny feeling Monday morning, it might be on Good Morning America and all the radio talk shows.
Mm-hmm. Probably will.
People aren't playing with the police brutality. Black officer, too. Both officers were black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cuz, I'm going to check on out. I've got to prepare for work tomorrow, huh?
I'm working next Sunday, but hopefully I can broadcast from my lunch break. Have you, Britney Spears? I wanted to know your thoughts on Britney Spears' situation. If you know much about it.
No more than what I've been seeing. I think she has a new lawyer, and hopefully this new lawyer can do something to intervene on her behalf where she can take control of her own finances. I don't know why she has to have a conservator. I mean, she's the one that's working and has been working, taking care of everybody, Kevin Federline or whatever his name is. And which I think is just ridiculous, you know, having to have been giving him child support money and alimony and all this kind of stuff. And
he married
now, and then father is, what was he charging, $16,000 a month to handle her her affairs or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know why she, because she apparently is better and seems to be able to. I mean, if you got sense enough to get up and go to work and earn all this money, it seems to me that you can handle your money. You don't need somebody to do that for you. It ain't like Brittany is in a institution locked away. So I don't know. I hope she hurries up and gets control of her money and can do what she wants to do.
Right. She's been in a stable relationship. Like you said, she get up every day and handle her business, raise her kids. Duh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems like a day is taking advantage of the situation to me. I could be wrong, but it just seems like daddy is, you know, taking advantage of his child, and I think that's terrible.
Sister, because Brittany's coming out talking about what her sister is doing too, and I'm shocked because I've been a big supporter of her baby sister too, so I'm shocked on that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
But you
and
know,
you're right.
They said
James Franco, I wondered how much he had settled out of court regarding those accusers. $2.2
mm-hmm.
million. I received an email yesterday. $2 million.
Mm.
Regarding
well,
those accused.
Yeah, usually if you settle, my opinion is generally you're guilty. But sometimes I guess people settle to make stuff go away. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I remember way back in the 50s. Celebrities would distance themselves from a lot of fans, and I didn't know why. And my mother had to tell me that people were so quick to sue you if they think you have some money. And that is so true, you know. And sometimes you're trying to be nice, but you put yourself in a compromising situation. And the person that you trusted is probably the very one that will take advantage of you and lie on you and say you did this, that, and the other. Because, you know, the people that do the fake falls in businesses and the fake car wrecks and all that, you know, just trying to get money.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're a celebrity, you just have to be on your guard all the time. And even though you want to be nice to your fans, just keep your distance. You know, make sure somebody else is around. Make sure there's two or three other people around. Don't go
right.
up. Somebody invites you up to the hotel room or in a private corner in a restaurant. Don't go.
Right. And that's advice for us everyday people, too. So on closing note, thank you for that good advice.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Right. It's right. That's good. That's an everyday person thing, too, because look at the stories that we all, that you and I can share. And then it's amplified when you're a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I do know that from being a person that created the James Franco Project with his blessings. I do know that he always have had trust issues and trust in people. So I do know that just from my personal correspondence and talking to each other. I do know that about him. But you're right. Right. And right, that's what many people, longtime supporters, have even said, that if you pay out of court, it sounds like you are guilty. Even his partner, Seth Morgan, have cut ties with him, his best friend. So, yeah.
Mm.
But some people just don't want to be associated with a bad reputation, too.
Yeah, because they're looking out for their reputation, because even though it may not be fair, and you want to stand by your friend or whatever, but that's just how it is. If you want to remain in the industry, you've got to have a good reputation. And, you know,
right.
they judge you by the people that you associate with, because when I was coming up, there was this thing about birds of a feather flock together. And I
right.
said, but you can't label, just because my friends might have some shady past or whatever, that doesn't mean I'm that way. And I don't want to be judgmental of my friend, but do I risk ruining my reputation by whom I'm associating with?
Right.
So you just have to be careful now.
Right.
Because
okay.
I'm gonna have to get on off the phone because my little trip, my little outing, put me so far behind on all the stuff I've got to do to prepare for work this week.
Well, I'm so glad you called because when I started, I said to myself, "Well, I guess I'm solo today." But I am so glad that you went on that adventure and came back richer.
Okay, if you want to call it richer.
Yes.
Oh, well then, I know you say you've got work next week, but keep me updated and let me know if you're going to be broadcasting at 3.
We can do a 30, like we had planned today, we can do a 30-minute or 20-minute update.
Okay. All
okay.
Right, then, cuz. You love the audience, and we'll talk probably next week.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm going to message you, too, probably in about 30 minutes. Okay, thank you so much, Cousin Linda.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. I'm Cousin Linda. So glad she was able to call in. And my Terry is on the phone watching me broadcast. And I also want to shout out all the listeners from around the world. Thank you. If you've been a long-time listener from the time the show broadcast on March 21st, 2011, and you know all the shows, every show that ever been broadcast is in the archives. Also, even the show where Mom shared her recipes. There's a couple shows where Mom shared her recipes, so definitely listen to those. There are shows discussing UFOs. And last night I listened to, Coast to Coast, and there were some amazing interviews regarding UFOs and UFO experiences and sightings also. So just relationship shows, definitely bringing relationship talk shows back. Looking forward to Belinda Macy coming on, our intimacy expert who sells pure romance products. Looking forward to her coming. She's been waiting to come back, so definitely need to book that show. And former guests that have been on and guest co-hosts have been on the past 10 years. Looking forward to reunions of Cousin Shark Entertainment Reports. And definitely appreciate you. Remember, email at CultureShock, CultureShockent_Beth. Again, CultureShockent at yahoo.com. And reach out on social media. Also, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Bethany Williams, my Beth and Terry page, and Instagram, Bethpreneur and Beth and Terry Life. And I say thank you, Terry and I. We thank you for your love and your prayers. And my family and loved ones also thank you for your prayers. Also sending love and prayers out to our uncle, Herman. He's been hospitalized, running tests. So we definitely need you all's prayers for healings also. You know, a lot of my family are private, but they also like, they're praying people and they like prayers. So we appreciate your prayers also. And we're sending love, vibes and love out to you all. And again, we appreciate you all for your love and your support. And a big shout out to, again, my Massage Envy family, to the Culture Shock Entertainment family, to the Avon community, my coaches based in Naples, Florida, the Garcias, Tony and Tina Brown of Tony and Tina's The Twisted Salon. I need to be, they probably saying, why are you shouting us out? You need to step your behind up in this salon, get your hair done. And also my friend Sophia at Crystal Nails. She and her husband and her mother run Crystal Nails over there by Target and Petsmart on I-55, Jackson, Mississippi. Thank you all so much. And thank you, Terry, for being watching me on as I broadcast the show. And yeah, I'm going to start doing Facebook Lives and YouTubes, and going to start presenting more interactive videos generally and regarding business. A big shout out to Stan Merrill also and Primerica. You know, you heard Cousin Linda and I talk about going to casinos. Sometimes we talk about lottery tickets because Cousin Linda swears she's going to win a big lottery ticket, get a big lottery win one day. But then I have talked to people that make passive residual income successfully. And from Uber drivers to people making more money on their side hustles than they do on their really, like, good-paying jobs, 40-plus hour full-time good benefit jobs. So it's good for us to have diversity if it's creating our own thing, running our own with our own ideas, designing to making things, pottery, to helping people with their computers or whatever the side hustle is, whatever, it's good. It's good to be multi-talented, and it's good to be able to do things. When we were in school, we were able to do things. When we were in elementary, junior high, high school, we were able to tackle six subjects, including, you know, and having a social life. So why not at any age, any life, be able to not be a Jack or Jane of all trade, but be successful at the things that we focus on, our personal lives and our business lives, working on that. Come easy for some, it doesn't come easy for some. Some parts of our lives, we had the Midas touch in certain things. I know personally speaking, certain areas. But we can have it all, but we just have to stay focused and have to work on getting back focused. We thank God for second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth chances at life. But again, thank you so much for your support and your love of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I was shouting out everybody, but I love to shout out the top five countries that do tune in. And of course, my native United States, Canada, India, Germany, and Italy. Those are the top five countries are listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all, too, from wherever you are, rural America to big city Europe. Thank you all, or a little island. Thank you, the soldiers, our military. Thank you for your love and your listenership, families, and just everybody. We're about, you know, coming together, talking, being able to converse, to have conversation and talk about things. And we'll work on doing a Winning Wednesday show. I hope that sounds good to you. Winning Wednesday. Yeah, we'll do a Winning Wednesday show on Wednesday. So thank you all again for your love and for your support. Always so much to talk about and things to update you about. I've been getting so many emails on important info, and it's go to your SBA and your IRS websites also to stay in the know of what's going on in a lot of situations. Okay? So again, thank you for your love and thank you for your support. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.